Hey everyone, Tony Bennett here. Thanks heaps for tuning in. Hey, I want to talk to you guys today just about something that just popped up with me now. I'm in the process right at the moment of learning some new skills with the funnels and that we're building and being involved in the Two Comma Club X program. There's lots of new things happening all the time, and I found myself just at this moment in time being really quite overwhelmed with some of the new skills and things that I was learning. And as soon as that happened to me, I was able to put in play the skills and the traits and that I've learned over the years to be able to deal with these things. But I stopped for a moment and I thought back to all the times that I've actually experienced that same feeling, that of overwhelm, and when you're learning something new, just how full on it can be. And I'm sure that you guys have experienced that before, and that's why I wanted to share this with you, because what you have to be able to do is you have to be able to have strategies that you can use to deal with that. So that's what this talk is about today, just trying to help you guys understand that it's normal to feel that way, and that when you do experience that overwhelm when you're doing something new, or even if there's an opportunity to do something new, and you feel that fear and you feel that overwhelm at the time, that's actually holding you back and stopping you from doing it. Whether that's just meeting somebody or talking to somebody new, or whether that's experiencing, it could be anything. I'll throw some things out there. Just like, a few weeks ago, my in-laws and that were over, and my daughter, all the cousins and that, they're all jumping off the local bridge into the creek. And it's a creek which is close to the ocean. It's super beautiful and clean on high tide, and very, very clear and absolutely beautiful. And it's not that high. But it was a whole new experience for her. And I stood on the side of that bridge with her for 2 hours on the side of the bridge, encouraging, telling her she could. And there was just that fear of the unknown. It was just so overwhelming for him, because the longer that it got, the more she built this up to being so much more than it actually was. And because then, she ended up not even being able to do it. 2 hours we stood on the side of that bridge. There was people that never even knew her that were coming along, and you can do it, you can do it. It became a massive thing. And because no matter what I did, it took so much longer, and she built this up, this fear of doing something new, she just couldn't do it. So, I hugged her and I kissed her and I told her 1,000 times that she could do it. But then we got off, we walked off the edge of the bridge, and I loved her and I hugged her, and I did all the things to make her feel that she wasn't a failure, because it was a learning experience for her and something that, she's going to be so proud of herself when she's able to do. So she actually did end up doing it the next day. And she jumped off really quite quickly, and she was so proud of herself. And then she jumped off another 5 times. So she actually pushed herself through that, and she was able to come out the end. And she felt so proud of herself, and she achieved something. She realized that what she'd just done, there wasn't all of the things that she thought it was going to be. She was preconceiving, and she was building this up to be something so much worse than it actually was. So it's like when children are smaller, when you were a small child and you learnt to play a sport, whether that was basketball or baseball or soccer or football, whatever it was. For me, one of the things was surfing. It was really, I was quite fearful of it all. I was fearful of the waves, and that's a very challenging sport to actually learn to how to do. You're dealing with some real elements, some nature elements that are pretty intense. So, but it's like anything, it doesn't matter what you do. Surfing's the same as all of the other sports that I just mentioned. Now, often, if we don't put the effort in, we're not going to get the reward. So there's some people out there that they don't feel those fears of doing something new. And they're people that just thrive on that sort of thing, and they have this natural ability to be able to take on new challenges and be able to succeed to them very, very quickly. But other people really, really struggle with those fears, those internal fears of being able to go out and do the best thing that they can and really give it a go. Now, I was one of those people as well. It just was super, super hard for me. And, you know, up until, you know, some years ago, it was such a challenge for me to be able to take on new, to take on new challenges and to really feel comfortable with it. You know, I always did go through it, and it was really, really hard for me to do, but I managed to get through it, and eventually I learned strategies over time to be able to be more successful at taking on all these new things that were coming to me as I was improving in my life. But what I want you guys to just understand is that when you do take on something new, just understand straight away, right from the start, that it is going to be a challenge. It is going to be hard work. And that be conscious of that and be aware of that. And when you do get that feeling of overwhelm, don't let it beat you down, and don't give up. That's where there's that self-discipline comes in, okay? You have to love yourself enough, okay? You have to love yourself enough. You have to be able to say to yourself, yes, you know, I know it'd be easier to just go to bed now. I do know it would be easier. Or I do know it'd be easier to just go downstairs and turn on the TV and watch that, and to watch the sport that I want to do. And I'm not going to do this new lesson in funnel building, or I'm not going to, you know, do the work in the 30-day challenge, and I'm not going to get on and do the all of the training that is given to you and that. But you've got to be able to go, no, I love me enough to know that this hard work that I'm putting in tonight is going to benefit me, and not only benefit me now, but for the rest of my life, this new skill that I'm going to learn. So to be able to just sit back and take that on, see it as growth, see it as learning, seeing as building these new neural networks in your brain that you've never had before, because that's what's happening. When you're learning these new skills, there's new neural networks that are growing and building, and you're expanding your brain, you're expanding your mind, and you're becoming a better human being. And that is what you want to do, okay? It's all, you know, there's so much involved in learning new skills. It's not just about, you know, the fact that you're learning that skill. It helps you as a person. You build growth internally. You become proud of yourself, or I should say you become more happy with yourself. You become glad that you've achieved something, okay? And yet, like I said, those neural networks that build and grow that brain that is so beautiful that you have, yeah? It's so important to be able to make those changes and put yourself through those harder times, knowing that this training is going to get you where you want to be in life, and that's the key to it all, okay? You must persist, okay? You must believe whenever you're taking on a new skill or a new challenge that you can do it and that you will, but you have to persist. You have to have that self-discipline and that self-love to stop yourself from pulling yourself away, okay? You have to put that effort in, and you have to be conscious of your thoughts. When you start to pull yourself away from your new skills and your new challenges, that's when your self-love comes in, and you can talk yourself and say to yourself, I love you enough to do this. I'm not going to let you go and take the easy path out now. So just remember that, you know, that classic think and grow rich saying, which I love so much, you know, that whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind will achieve. You know, you can achieve. You've got to believe you can meet these challenges, that you can take on all of these new skills and learn all these new things by pushing yourself with these new challenges. And you've got to believe that you can actually do these things, and you will be able to achieve them. I have proven it time and time again. And I've been so much in your position right now so many times. So I hope you've got a bit out of that today, guys, and I look forward to sharing more with you and get stuck into those new challenges. Have a great one.
Hey everyone, Tony Bennett here. Thanks for tuning in. Today I want to talk to you guys about a real problem that seems to be associated with the early days of starting up an online business. When you're in that process of getting up and going and trying to get things moving, and you come across all these different challenges that are thrown at you, particularly when you haven't done it before. You know, if you think about everyday life and all of the challenges that we're faced with, as an example, when you build a house, like you don't go in to build a house if you're a person who's not a builder and expect to be able to build that house on your own. If you become like an owner builder, then, you know, you source things out to lots of different tradesmen who are qualified in the areas of building to come together to be able to build your home. If you're a normal person who doesn't want to become an owner builder and doesn't have that skill base or the time, etc., to be able to even do that, you know, you go to a building contractor, you go to a building company, and they have the skills and the knowledge to be able to do all of those things. They're able to help you get your plans through, or even the permit to be able to build. And then they go through the whole process of bringing everybody together, you know, the electricians, the concreters that build the slab and the foundation, you know, the actual builders, the people that do the framing, the roofing companies, the pool builders, the landscapers, and they, you know, they formalize all the processes so you're able to move into the home. So it's a process that brings so many different types of people together to be working on the one goal, and that is to build your home and finalize your home. Now, the reason that I'm giving that as an example is, you know, we tend to go online and think that we've got to do it all ourselves. And that's a huge, huge problem. And I heard it put really, really well from Russell Brunson from ClickFunnels, but he mentioned that he'd heard it from Dan Kennedy, one of the early online marketing gurus out there. And it's, you know, you've got to be able to find the who's that can do the hows. You've got to find the who's that can do the hows. And I was like, wow, that was a light bulb, an aha moment when I heard that, because he goes on to say that one of the biggest problems that we have when we're, you know, the online entrepreneurs or entrepreneurs in anything really, but particularly online entrepreneurs, is that we get these amazing ideas, and they're fantastic. The ideas that you come up with, and you get really excited about that idea, and then you start to try and put it all together. And this is where it all happens online. You think that you've got to build the website, or, you know, you get involved in funnels and you think you've got to build the whole funnel, every little bit of it. You've got to do the copywriting. And that's a massive skill on its own, to be able to write good copy and really good, amazing copy that sells. Because if you haven't got good copy, nothing will sell. The design of the actual funnel page or the web page, the video sales letters, the videos that are there, you think that you've got to be able to do it, but I don't know how to do videos, and you get scared and you get nervous, and how do I input it into that page? And the list goes on and on. How do I integrate the merchant accounts, and so that, you know, the payment systems are working? What about if I've got a product and I want to get an affiliate system going, which is, you know, other people that can sell your product for you at a commission? How do I get my emails going without having to spend, you know, hours every day sending out emails? All these things can just totally bamboozle you when you first get introduced to the online marketing arena. It just becomes so overwhelming. And look, I've been there, and I feel what any of you guys feel, that if you've been in that same position, because it was totally overwhelming. And because of that, that stops you. It stopped me. So many great ideas that were just put on the shelf because of this fear of not knowing and not having the ability to be able to do it all myself. And, you know, an idea doesn't come to you out of the universe if you can't do it. It just doesn't. It's energy, and it comes to you for a reason, and you're obliged to yourself to follow through with that. And unfortunately, because of this confusion and the overwhelm, we don't. And we put it on the shelf, and we don't follow through with something that could have just been a life-changing thing, not just for yourself, but for the people out there that you were going to do the product for, or create the product for, or help them with something. You know, you're letting them down as well. So that's something that I want you guys to understand, that if you're listening to this and if you've been in that position and it's just all too overwhelming, how to do it all. You know, another part of all of that too is the product itself. This is where I've become overwhelmed before, is that what product? What's the product? I feel like I've got something to give, but I don't have a product to sell, or I don't have there's something missing in that product. You're missing an idea on what is going to allow you to put a whole package together, or you don't have bonuses that you would like to be able to put with your products. And then on top of that, the actual development of what the product will look like. If you've got ebooks, or you've got you've got a package of some sort, who's going to design this? Who's going to build it? And again, all of these things is just overwhelm, and it just makes it so much harder for you to be able to get your vision up and to get your goal out to the world. So what I wanted to tell you guys is that I've been there, I understand, and there is solutions for it, okay? You've just got to find the people out there that can help you do that. Now, I don't know what area you guys are in, but for me, and what I'm helping people with, is to be able to become online entrepreneurs selling many, many different things and getting the guidance, the encouragement, the motivation, as well as the personal development to help guide you through being able to do this. And the way that I do it, as I've spoken about many times before, is through ClickFunnels. You know, being able to learn that skill of funnel building, funnel creation, and to be able to apply that through that system that I've got in place. And you guys will be able to do that as well. But really, really, really important for you guys to understand is that you've got to be able to find the who's to do the how's. As an example, if you've got a funnel and you're not good at writing copy, there's great copy tools out there that you can actually, like Funnel Scripts, which is part of the ClickFunnels arsenal, that you can, you know, you can sign up to and get. And God, for the cost of what it cost you for a year with that, it's, God, you get it back in your first dose of sales copy. It's just absolutely phenomenal. Video sales letters, just how to do them, and how to do them actually very, very easily without the hassle and without the fear and without you being overwhelmed by it all. There's ways to be able to do that, and you can find people to do it for you. You know, go to Fiverr. Go to the Funnel Rolodex. Upworks. There's a handful of different places that you can go to and search. Put in there that you want a 5-minute video sales letter put together for whatever it is, and put it out there. Yeah, I think even on Upworks you can go in and make it a competition, and people will actually bid for it. So it doesn't cost you that much money. But obviously, if you're putting in the time and the effort to do this stuff, you know, it's not going to cost you nothing. You've got to spend some money to get something up and going. But it's not like going out there and having to start a whole business, you know, where you have to put everything on the line. Like when you're starting funnels, it's going to cost you a little bit of money, but not much. And this is the beauty of it. This is the beauty of becoming a funnel hacker and becoming somebody, a funnel creator, someone who can build funnels, utilize their skills because they now know what to do to be able to get a group of people together that specialize in each individual part of that funnel, and you can get them to work with you as a team. If you haven't got the money or whatever, offer them a percentage of the sales. Work with them. Be resourceful. Okay, if you haven't got the resource yourself, be resourceful. And that'll be another podcast that I'll talk to you guys about soon. But be resourceful, you know, talk to them, negotiate with them, see how you can come together as a team to be able to get this product out there. But the stuff that you're good at, get in there and do it well. Get others involved with you. But just remember, you know, you don't have to do it all. I know people who do not even go anywhere near ClickFunnels, the software itself. They're the main face of the product. They do the, you know, that they love to be on video. They get their iPhone out, and it doesn't have to be flash stuff at all. It's, you know, that's what sells more is what is genuine and what is real. But, you know, they do their videos. You know, the people in the sales say, we need this video done tomorrow at 5 o'clock. They get on there, done, boom, it's there to them the day before. Do the video, send it off to them. Next thing, they've got the sales copy people working, or they've got it through funnel scripts. Boom, they whack it all together, they put the video in, and the sale, and the funnel's up and running. And that's what you've got to understand. It actually is as easy as that when you follow that plan and you get those people, you get the who's to do the hows. Okay? So that was something that when I heard that really changed my world, and I hope it does for you guys as well. Just remember, you do not have to do it all. Like I said, there's people out there that don't even go near ClickFunnels, okay? But you can get people working for you in ClickFunnels and helping you produce amazing products and amazing copy and amazing videos to fulfill what you want to do. Don't think you've got to do it all. Most of it's already done for you in ClickFunnels. Okay, guys, I've got to run in here, pick up my son. He's just finishing jiu-jitsu, and then he's off to soccer training, which is, man, full on what kids do these days. But he absolutely loves both of them, so super stoked when that's the case. If he didn't like to do them, well, I certainly wouldn't be pushing him to do it, but he's really good at both, so, and loves it all. Anyway, hope you have a great evening, and I'll talk to you again real soon.